As artificial intelligence, AI, becomes more common in different industries, some people are choosing to resist using it. One of these individuals is Sabine Zettler, who runs a communications agency in London. She is skeptical about AI, saying, "Why would I bother to read something someone couldn't be bothered to write?" This shows that she believes AI-generated content lacks the personal touch and emotional connection that she values in her work. For her, replacing human workers with AI tools takes away the joy and purpose of her job as a founder. The popularity of AI tools like ChatGPT, which became well known after its launch in late 2022, has raised worries about their environmental effects. A report from Goldman Sachs states that just one question to ChatGPT uses almost 10 times more electricity than a Google search. This energy use concerns people like Florence Achery, who runs a yoga retreat business. Achery focuses on human connection in her work and feels that AI goes against this idea. She also points out the environmental issues caused by data centers that support AI technologies, suggesting that many people don't realize how serious these problems are. While Zettler sees some benefits of AI, like helping visually impaired people, she is doubtful about its long-term benefits for society. She wonders if the money saved by using AI is worth the possible negative effects on human creativity and connection. Zettler believes that success should not only be about making money, but also about how much we contribute to society and find personal satisfaction. This view is shared by others who are concerned about how AI might affect our critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Sierra Hansen, a public affairs professional in Seattle, shares similar worries about how AI affects our thinking abilities. She thinks that depending on AI for simple tasks can weaken our critical thinking skills. Hansen points out that our brains are meant to help us manage our daily lives, and relying on AI takes away our ability to think for ourselves. On the other hand, some people, like Jackie Adams, have felt pressured to use AI tools at work, even though they initially resisted due to environmental concerns. Adams admits that her colleagues' use of AI for tasks like copywriting pushed her to adapt in order to stay competitive in her field. The discussion about AI is complicated, with different opinions on how it affects society and careers.